Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Hey, Warwick.
Yes, Nicole.
Coxie. It's weird when you call me Nicole now. I feel like I'm in trouble.
That's all weird, yeah. It just got really awkward.
It did. What is your favourite part of Christmas?
I thought you were going to start with a mum joke then, just the way you were languaging that.
I have no mum jokes. None at all. They're all gone.
My favorite part of Christmas. I've answered this question a number of times over the years on the podcast, I suspect. And I never feel like I have a very definite answer. I think my favorite part of Christmas, probably just giving less shits about all of the discipline and the structure and the success habits and all that stuff that have become a part of my life for the whole year. And I think for me, Christmas is a bit of an opportunity to just kind of go, you know what? Whatever. Do I feel like a beer? Yeah. Actually, I'll have two. And you know me, I almost never drink beer. Yeah, bit of junk, chocolate. It's not always around food. Even the alarm clock often gets smashed into a brick wall and not turned back on again. So it's just, I think, letting go of some of the usual disciplines for me, Coxie.
It's very interesting because mine's a little bit opposite to yours in that my favorite part of Christmas is the Christmas routines that we have. So I'm sure, again, previously I've spoken on the podcast about my heritage being Dutch, and in many European countries they celebrate, or they have a celebration of Christmas on Christmas Eve. So we've adopted that in our family, and we have a big Christmas Eve hot feast, which I actually love the ceremony around the preparation. Everybody gets a bit involved. We have a laugh. You've got to wear stupid paper hats. The table looks beautiful. There's copious amounts of food and plenty of wine. And it's generally just our immediate family, so us and the kids. And I love it. I really love that ceremony and the traditions around it. And then likewise, on Christmas Day, although they've changed a little over the years as the kids have gotten older and some have come and gone, essentially they're still the same. There's still stockings. There are still the tree. We have a new tree now, but there's still the same sort of ceremonies around the tree. There's the same sort of traditions around leaving something out for Santa, even though, you know, what happens with that. And, you know, some of that funny stuff that we still do, even though they're all adults now, that's my favorite part of Christmas, not letting that go.
It's interesting to see how it's different across households. I mean, we still do a lot of that stuff. This year will obviously be a bit different for a lot of people with COVID and fortunately here in Australia and in some places, restrictions are much more workable. So there'll be lots of people traveling and visiting family and doing things that I think will take on a bit more meaning, perhaps, Coxie, without getting too philosophical. It's been a bit weird. Christmas has not been a fabulous time of year for me in my own personal life, just because of how it coincides with certain events throughout my life. And, you know, for anyone with a blended family, it can be a tricky time with, you know, sharing the celebration of the day and that sort of stuff. But for me this year, it's the first time in a very long time that I will actually have, my mother, my surviving parent and my wife and my daughter all sitting around the dinner table for Christmas dinner. I can't actually remember the last time that happened in my life. So it's pretty significant Christmas. And because of that, the rest of the stuff I'm just not really that focused on, because, like, I just want my family around the dinner table.
It's so, the best.
Yeah, I think I do like Christmas treats, Coxie.
Do you? What treats do you like?
I'm a big fan of my mum's rum balls, hey.
I don't like rum in a drink, but in a ball, yes, please.
My mother used to go to town making Christmas treats. I remember as a teenager, getting up on Christmas morning and breakfasting on mum's rum balls and brandy truffles and white Christmas and chocolate crackles. Yes. And my mum is an excellent cook.
Yum.
And that was a pretty wicked Christmas breakfast. Mm. And then straight into the ham.
It's ham week. We actually call it ham month. Ham and month. As I've referenced before, we do buy two hams in this household.
Yeah, yeah.
The builder goes crazy at Christmas making treats. He doesn't bake any other day of the year, but he loves baking. And so at Christmas time, there's a big ceremony around him making his gingerbread people and the kids decorating them.
Nice.
So we still do that. Again, they're all far older, but they still love it. They still really enjoy it. And we, you know, there's nothing quite wrong with gingerbread. It's delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
But this year he's made his first installment of apricot balls, which I don't eat, but they disappeared out of the fridge within a day. Apparently children like apricots when they're smothered in condensed milk and coconut.
Yeah.
And then rum balls were made this weekend that I've not yet partaken in, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to give those a crack before the week is out.
I reckon a few have got your name on it, Coxie.
Anything with rum in it, yeah, okay, I'll give that a go. But same, his big favourite memory from when he was a kid was that it was the one day of the year his father was relaxed. Was the one day of the year they could gorge themselves, and they did naturally. But his father would be busy running around the house putting out treats, licorice, all sorts, potato crisps, peanuts. And that's his big key takeaway from Christmas was dad was relaxed and fun.
Hmm.
Being a tradie, his dad's also a builder. He was always highly stressed. There's a lot of negativity and tension in the house, particularly at Christmas time. So it was a big treat for him that dad was relaxed. My dad, yes, he carried a lot of stress, but I don't recall feeling that because he would always have the week before Christmas off. There was no negotiation. That was just something he did regardless. Whereas I feel like both ourselves previously in years and certainly the builder's family have not done the same. So it was a big change that we made for us was to make sure that actually he's not even knocking off today. Today he's knock-off day, 22nd. But we've got a few days so that we can relax before Christmas.
Mm.
Otherwise, I feel like you take all that pressure and anxiety and rush into the Christmas break with you.
Yeah.
And by the time you start to relax, it's already over.
Yeah, you almost need a bit of a transition period. And I know we've talked about that a fair bit on the podcast about even other times of the year taking a break and getting organized for it. But I think it is important to give ourselves the time to move from one space to another.
Yes.
And I can't resist turning this into another episode with a knowledge nugget in it because that's what we do here at the Tradies in Business podcast. But there's a fantastic concept introduced to me by my wife that she came across a year or two ago called the third space.
Mm.
And it's just a great little technique around transitioning and moving from work to family time on a daily basis. But I think it also applies to things like Christmas Coxie, where you don't just want to stop work on, you know, the 24th at 7 p.m. Yeah. And madly race around and do the things that grown-ups do on Christmas Eve, ready for Christmas morning for the little tackers, if you've got them in your house. You just kind of end up sort of flopping into the next thing and carrying that dust cloud with you. It's like it's like a road train stopping outside the city limits to drop the dust.
Yes.
And then rolling into town.
Yeah.
That's my analogy.
I think you made me reflect because I'm going to take it back away from business now because we want to be a bit lighthearted.
Mm.
And you reminded me of the funniest, worst Christmas Eve I've ever had. That was so naturally being Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve, there are a few beverages enjoyed. It doesn't take too many wines for me to be silly as a wheel. Likewise, the builder, and I recall distinctly tipping out a bag full of beans for a bean bag and totally missing the bean bag.
Oh my god!
That we had those little polystyrofoam all through our house, and at the time the house we were in, we had a massive brand new build, high off the ground, and it was all polished timber floors. And every window in the house was open because it wasn't an, you know, it was designed to be eco-friendly. So those things just went everywhere. It was like snow, which the kids loved the next morning, but I didn't love 2 years later when I was still pulling them out of places. Oh, it was shocking. But don't, if you can avoid it, and that's so hard, isn't it? Like, what do you do with a swing set or a trampoline? You can't hide it in the backyard. You can't be rolling it down the driveway and into the backyard on Christmas Eve once you've gone to sleep. You're going to have to do it somehow on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, there's a very large item. I don't think anyone's going to listen to this and ruin my daughter's surprise. I'm pretty sure no one is going to find her anyway. Try and keep her fairly anonymous. But there's a trampoline making its joining our family this Christmas.
Nice.
Like a big kick-ass trampoline, mainly so I can use it.
Yeah.
But, but yeah, I'm actually currently scratching my head. It's like, how the freaking hell am I going to get this thing set up and stashed somewhere? And, you know, my daughter, I pick my daughter up Christmas Day afternoon. So, you know, we do the blended family changeover thing. It's like, how the freaking hell am I going to do this? So I'm going to have to come up with some elaborate routine and blindfolded thing, or stick it up the back paddock with the cattle or something like that. Hope they don't eat it.
Well, that's a big point, actually. Could you not do like a treasure hunt?
Yeah, there's a spot in our yard behind one of the barns where we could actually kind of set it up, and it's not likely to be seen. So yeah, but that, I mean, that's part of the fun, I think, Coxie, is you know, if we think about this whole Christmas spirit and Merry Christmas podcast, I think it's an opportunity for some of us more serious folk to get reacquainted with our inner child. And I'm usually pretty fun, but this year's been fairly serious for a lot of us for a long time. And I think a lot of us are pretty fatigued. And so it can actually be even harder to make friends with our inner child and allow that to come out, because we are tired and it feels like a lot of effort. And I think it's really important. And it's such a great way to stay youthful and creative and to actually celebrate life instead of making it all about the stuff. Not the material stuff, but just all the things that have to be done and taken care of, and picking up the styrofoam beads. So I think, yeah, that inner child is something that I'm really looking forward to making some wacky Christmas afternoon activity that results in all of us bouncing on the trampoline and probably injuring myself again.
Yeah, that's all I'm thinking about. Here comes a broken arm. We play so my maiden name is Leighton. That's my family name. And so when we were kids, we would every year we'd play a game for the Leighton Cup, and the Leighton Cup was a polystyrofoam cup. And it'd have the name for the previous year scratched out and the new name put in it for whatever we won. Usually it was bocce, or when we were younger it was force and backs, or tennis on the road, or just something the whole family would play. We've adopted it a few years ago. We started playing here. So this year it'll be Finska. Previously it's been bocce, or we might play snakes and ladders, or just some stupid game to make everybody in the family laugh, have a bit of fun, and, yeah, be a big kid again. Because we lose that too quickly. The other thing my family have always done is somebody purchases everybody a water pistol.
Oh, my gosh.
But the purchaser has always got theirs loaded and ready to squirt everyone as they're opening theirs. So it's usually my dad. Usually my dad. But we seem to take that one in turn. So that's always, yeah, you can imagine in my house that doesn't go down terribly well, but we do it anyway.
Oh, my gosh. A bunch of competitive tradies and coxes and et cetera. My goodness me.
It's a bit of fun.
I think that's the problem for a lot of us males, Coxie, is the competitive spirit kicks in and it all gets a bit serious.
All fun and games until somebody loses.
Yeah, exactly. I reckon that's my Christmas wish for our listeners, Coxie, is that they find some fun over the next few days at least, and find your inner child and just let it out. Don't do anything illegal, of course. And if you do, don't get caught. But, let that inner child out. And I think, you know, experience a bit of fun. It has been a tough year for a lot of people. And Christmas time is, I think, a really good excuse just to kind of let it hang out a bit and be a bit silly and embrace the silly season. Make it not about car park rage and getting the last curved OLED TV from whatever big box retailer you like to go to. And instead, make it about just being a bit of silly, a bit of old-fashioned silly, Coxie.
Good fun.
Yeah. So I'm going to wish our listeners a big, fat, boozy Merry Christmas. Coxie?
Merry Christmas, listeners. Thank you for joining us all year this year and for the wonderful feedback we've received and for the opportunity just to share, I guess, some of what we do here at Tradies and Business with you on a regular basis through your ear holes. It's bloody awesome to have so many cool people in our community and have the opportunity to share in the first place. Christmas is a great time for us to reflect on that. So thank you. Thank you for listening.
Yes. And thank you for sharing your stories with us. Those of you listening who have, it really does give Coxie and I a kick. And to be honest, it does keep us going. The stories that you share with us make us or remind us that we do make a difference. And this is not a plea for validation, but just, you know, inviting any of you to share your stories with us because this does take work and we do enjoy it, but it also is a big part of our time and commitment to create this podcast. And our biggest hope is that it does make a difference to those of you listening. So do continue to share your stories. Perhaps after Christmas, you can share some of your silly season antics. But yeah, keep sharing, keep listening. And we look forward to bringing more Christmas gold into 2021.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to the Tradies and Business Podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox.